T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I want to remind you, Politics and Pints is coming up on June the 13th. Last week, we sold out the VIP section. They're gone. And I know, we're a walk-up town. I've learned this over the years. Oh, we'll just show up. They're sure to have tickets left. No. So the VIP section at Politics and Pints, completely and totally sold out. However, that's the bad news, I suppose, unless you were one of the VIPs. The good news is we do have the premium package still available, and it's a great price. We're talking about $40. $40 is going to get you a premium seat. It's going to get you your beer. It's going to get you your commemorative pint glass, and it's going to get you appetizer, okay? They're also in limited supply, and I am not kidding you when I tell you I would urge you in the strongest possible terms, get on over right now to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Get your tickets. We're going to be right out here at the Funny Bone in the West End, right there in Short Pump. Plenty of free parking, very convenient. But again, everything is limited supply, and I don't want you to miss out. newsradiowrva.com. A couple of weeks ago, Mike Dickinson joined us, and Mike revealed to all of us that he was bringing Roger Stone to town, right? Roger Stone, a longtime Republican activist, currently the recipient of an indictment for multiple federal counts, and he's been ordered by a judge not to talk to people about the case, but it doesn't seem to be stopping him. Well, long story short, Mike said, you know what? Even as a far left winger, and I think Mike will tell you, he's pretty far to the left. But Mike said he thinks it's important that people have the opportunity to meet and greet with Roger Stone. And apparently there are a few people that are outraged by this. So I wanted to find out from Mike what the latest was. Mike, thanks for being here.
Of course. Always happy to be on your show, Jeff.
Well, it's, I don't know. I want you to tell the story because I thought when you announced that Roger Stone was coming, that was back on April the 1st. And, you know, I got all sorts of calls and texts and emails going, hey, I heard Mike Dickinson say this, but Jeff, did you notice the date? It's gotta be a big April Fool's joke. And of course, it's not. You're really bringing him. So remind everybody when Roger Stone is scheduled to come to town, where it is, everything like that. And then tell me who it is that's telling you they want to put a stop to it.
So it is Saturday, May 4th at Paper Moon Midlothian, 6710 Midlothian Turnpike, okay. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Roger Stone will be there. To meet and greet, talk to fans, take pictures, tell stories, whatever you want.
Okay.
He'll be there.
Okay.
You know, we announced this and everything was, we really didn't have much negative comeback until a couple of days ago when he went on Sirius XM and started talking about the appearance. And then we started getting all these tweets from random fake names. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it comes to find out, I guess there's an Antifa group here in Richmond.
Oh.
I guess they're outraged about it.
Wow.
You know, and I you know, I'm a far left person, and I don't know much of Antifa. I don't know Antifa from anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I researched them, and I was like, these people are a bunch of morons. You know, Antifa, I guess they're anti-fascism or whatever, but reading their platform, it's like they want America to be stupid again. You know, I read their platform and I read what they talk about, and they're like, they believe in shut down politics, which is, you know, don't give anybody, they disagree with any platform. And I don't agree with that at all.
So, yeah, let's explain this for a second, Mike. Now, you've been on the show a number of times. And again, you and I we don't agree on anything.
Right.
Well, no, I was thinking even the way we take our coffee, but I don't even think we agree on that. So, but it's always been an interesting exchange, and you don't support everything I say or do, and I certainly don't support everything you say or do. But you've always been willing to stand up and say, "Hey, here's my point of view as a left wing guy," and you're telling me that the Antifa folks are saying to you, "We just don't even want people to hear what Roger Stone has to say."
Right. They want to do shutdown. They believe in shutdown platform, which is that they want to give nobody, they want to give everyone they disagree with no opportunity to speak anywhere, which is asinine, and it is so undemocratic and so un-American. These people in Antifa ought to be deported.
Wow.
I mean, differing opinions and hearing other people's points of view and having a fresh flow of ideas and conversation is what makes America great. And, you know, I'm somebody where I listen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to see Glenn Beck. I listen to a lot of people I disagree with just because I like to know, I like to think about things. And I rely on my self-education and my self-value to determine what I think after I hear all these points of view.
Right, right.
I don't want to be like Antifa and say, you know, well, my view is the best one, and we're not going to listen to anybody else's. You know, it's horrible.
Yeah, and so let's be clear. You are not under any delusions that you're going to listen to Roger Stone and all of a sudden become a latter-day fan of Richard Nixon, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, his whole appearance at Paper Moon is not as an endorsement. It's not as a, you know, whatever. He's a funny, entertaining, you know, guy. He's written a bunch of books. His books are great.
Yeah.
His Roger Stone's Rule of Power book is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, you know, giving someone a platform to speak or to talk or to meet and greet, it's not about if you agree or disagree. It's just about, hey, this guy's entertaining. I'd like to hear him speak, or I'd like to listen to him speak.
So have you or the folks who own and operate Paper Moon, have you actually been threatened in any way, or you're just hearing that they just don't want him to speak?
They've been on Twitter making veiled threats. But the thing about them is you have to take Antifa with a grain of salt. Because anybody who refuses to put their real name on anything, I think, is a coward.
Mm.
You know, you're going to tweet me with a name of, you know, Junior's Revolution. Put your real name on it.
Right.
I'm man enough, and you're man enough, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
When you say something, you put your name behind it.
Right.
And all great American patriots, from Patrick Henry to Martin Luther King to anybody, have put their name behind what they think. And if you're not man enough to do that, then I think less of you than you know, old bubblegum on the ground.
Wow. All right. So you're not in any way rethinking Roger Stone's appearance then, right?
No, we're probably going to make it even louder and even more, you know, make sure even more people hear about it. I'm not going to back down from Antifa.
Okay.
All people, they're a bunch of losers.
All right. And so as we're listening to this, and again, we've had people reach out and say, Jeff, really? I don't know that I want to go to a strip club. I mean, let's be clear. Roger Stone is not taking anything off. There are going to be a bunch of us in the crowd yelling, leave it on, Roger. Leave it on. Don't take it off, right? I mean, it just happens.
Yes.
It just happens to be the venue where he's appearing, right? You could have rented a hall. I mean, you that's the place.
Yes, he's not taking anything off. He's going to be there. He's going to have a press conference. He's going to be signing books, taking pictures. It's going to be a big event, you know. And, you know, whether you agree with him or not, you ought to come and hear him. I mean, you know, there's millions of people in this world that I may not agree with fundamentally.
Right.
But I'd love to have a beer with them or talk to them like Donald Trump, you know.
Yep.
I don't agree with Donald Trump, but I'd love to hang out with a guy and have a beer with him and tell stories.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. So here's the deal. I know that you have, as part of the contract Roger Stone signed with you guys, he's got to appear with me.
He's going to come on your show.
So I'm looking forward to that. Give everybody the details one more time, Mike.
Yes, May 4th, Saturday, May 4th, Paper Moon Midlothian, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Roger Stone will be there to take pictures with you, autographs, sign your books. Sign your hats, whatever you want.
Okay. All right. And, okay, we're hoping that folks will show up there. We're obviously going to talk with you again before this happens, and we'll be talking with Roger Stone as he gets ready to come to town. And you keep us updated, all right? Keep us up to date with all the latest on the information, please.
Definitely. Well, always great to be on your show, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is, again, I say this because I sometimes get these nasty grams. Jeff, I can't believe you talked to Mike. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, listen, I talk to everybody. I talk to people with whom I find myself in agreement. I talk with people that I just want to yell and shout at. And I talk with people where I go, well, you're really very wrong on the issues, but maybe we can have a conversation. That's just the way it goes. And there are some people I know who are outraged by that. They can't deal. I will never listen again. Well, that's up to you. Feel free to not listen if that's your choice. Can't help you on that. But we're always going to talk to as many people on as many different sides of things as is humanly possible. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.